Zvachim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We're still dealing with Dama Vachatos that came out and landed on a garment or a piece of cloth, and the Torah says it has to be washed b'makom kadosh, in a holy place, meaning in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdosh. Nitaz min atzavor al habeged. If the blood of the chatos spurted from the animal's neck onto the beged, it didn't get collected in a keli and then splash off, but rather came straight out of the neck where it was shechted. And as a result, that means it's not fit for hazaa, it's not fit for sprinkling, because there has to be kabbalas hadam in a keli before it can be sprinkled. So because it's not fit for sprinkling, eino ta'un kibus, this does not fit the Torah's mandate for when you have to wash off a beged that was splattered with dam chatos, because it says, asher yizem midamo, when it gets sprinkled from the dam, and that's only dam that's fit for sprinkling, which this dam wasn't because it wasn't collected in a keli first. Min hakeren u'min hayisod, if the dam was sprinkled on the mizbeach and splashed off the horn of the mizbeach from the sprinkling, or from the base of the mizbeach, the yisod at the bottom where it was sprinkled, ain't no ton kibus, it doesn't need, the cloth doesn't need to be washed, because, again, it has to deal with the future sprinkling of the dam, not dam that was already sprinkled on the mizbeach and then splashed back. So there's a very unique set of circumstances when you have to wash this cloth within the azara. Nishpach ala ritzpa va'asafo eino tohen kibus. If the blood poured out from the animal's neck onto the floor, the pavement of the azara, and was gathered from there into a keli, and even then, if it splashed onto a beged, it doesn't require washing, because it was unfit for hazaa once it splashed out onto the floor. It was collected, but that's too late. You can't do hazaa from that. Ein ton kibus el hadam sheniskabel bakli v'ro'i l'hazaya. And so, summarizing the ideas that we've just seen in the first three cases, you do not need to wash the beged unless it was splashed with dam, which had been niskabel, had been caught in a keli, and was still allowed to be sprinkled, hadn't spilled out on the floor, for example, as we saw. Nitaz al ha'ar. Let's say that the blood of the chatos splashed out and spurted onto the skin of the animal. Now, the skin of the animal, there's a question is this considered makabel tumah? The only things that are makabel tumah are a keli, something that is a finished product. A hide that is still on an animal is not a finished product. A hide that is off the animal, there's a discussion whether or not that's considered finished enough to be a potential keli, and as such would be included in this keli category. So, nitaz al ha'or ad shelo hufshat, if the blood spurted onto the skin of the animal before it was flayed off of the carcass of the animal and splattered on a stained garment, then it doesn't require washing. Eino ta'un kibus, because the unflayed skin is not makabel tumah. As a result, it hasn't been caught in any kind of keli before it splashed onto the garment, and as we saw previously in the Mishnah, the garment doesn't have to be washed. Misha hufshat ta'un kibus divir Rabbi Yehuda. However, once the skin was flayed off the animal, then the hide in its natural state could be used, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as some kind of keli. For example, as a cover for a bed, or a cover for some kind of a carriage. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. So even though it hasn't been tanned and fully prepared, right now the hide is still unfinished, it's still considered a potential keli, and as such, all of the splashing rules and washing rules apply. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af mishe hufshat inon ta'un kibus. Rabbi Eliezer, however, says, even after it was flayed, if it was not tanned, if it wasn't chemically prepared for use as a real keli, it is not makabel tumah, it's not a finished keli, and so it's not considered a garment, and so it does not need to be washed. So we're talking about whether the hide itself is considered a garment. So Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rather, eino ton kibus elo mimkom hadam. The only place that should be washed, not the entire garment, is the place of the dam. So the question is exactly whose opinion is this going on, but the Braisa says that you might assume that if the garment was splashed with blood, so the entire garment has to be washed, because it says Asher Yizeh Osa Olav, that which it was sprinkled upon, but it means only the blood stain itself, not the entire garment. The davar shu roi lekabel tuma roi lekibus, and this only applies to something that is mekabel tuma, as we explained when we talked about the flayed skin situation. Rabbi Yehuda says it is mekabel tuma, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's not. And it has to be fit for washing, and this excludes other things, like, for example, wooden kalim, which aren't laundered. There's no kibus in the same sense that we've been using throughout the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Echad ha-beged ve-echad ha-sak ve-echad ha-or. Whether the dam of a chatos ended up splashing a garment, or a sack, or a hide. Now, of course, the hide, depending upon what we learned in the previous Mishnah, about a hide at whichever stage of the hide it is, tunin kibos ha-makom kadosh. This requires washing in a makom kadosh, literally the phrase that the Torah says. Ushabiras kli cheres. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the parak, if the flesh of a chatos, if the meat of a chatos was cooked in a kli cheres, it says that it has to be broken in a makom kadosh as well. It, because there's belia, because there is absorption of the meat juices into the walls of the kli cheres can no longer be used for anything else once it reaches the point of nosar after the meat was allowed to be eaten, the juice also becomes nosar, and the kli cheres is now useless for anything else. This has to also be done in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, umarika ushatifa b'chli nechoshes, if it was a brass or a copper vessel, a metal vessel, that was used to boil up the chatas for eating at that time, the parts that were allowed to be eaten, that has to be boiled up. It has to be boiling water. Marika, scouring, means boiling water has to be used to wash it. And it has to be rinsed off so that that way this removes any trace of the juice of the chatos that was cooked inside it. And b'chli nechoshes b'makom kadosh. This has to be done also in the Azara. Zechomer b'chatos mikotshei kadoshim. And in this entire category of the dam of a chatos that has to be washed off garments, that is all different from a chatos from other kadshei kadshim, because with other kadshei kadshim, you don't have to do this washing of the garments. That's what Rashi says this last phrase refers to. It doesn't refer to the breaking of kli cheres or the rinsing out of a metal vessel, because that would apply for any meat of an asham, say, that got cooked in them, because the same nosar issues apply to those.